We're doing Sefer Maasiyot, and we had been learning about different approaches our sages taught us as to how to understand when good people seem to suffer in this world. And Rav Nisim Gaon continues and says that in the time of Rabbi Yoshua ben Chananya, one of the kings asked him, it says in the verse in the Torah, Ki chol derachav mishpat, all of God's ways are justice. How could you say God's ways are fair and just? You see that he hurts people who have never sinned and done anything wrong. He creates people with blemishes. These people haven't had an opportunity to sin. You have a blind person, a crippled person, a deaf person, a mute person. These people never did any sin. So you're going to tell me God is fair? God never does anything unfair? So Rabbi Yeshua said, there are people who are good people, who God gave challenges, and that is to give them more wages in the world to come. Meaning sometimes God gave a person a hindrance or a hurdle to cross, and those people, it could be that it was just because they have so much potential, and whereas the rest of us realize our potential living ordinary lives, these people have greater potential and they have to work harder to get there. And then you have those who deny his existence, and they've chosen the bad way, that's not good. And maybe that's why he harmed them before they were created. And if you want, I'll show you what I mean. And he asked the king, give me 1,000 dinars and send with me 2 people that you trust. And the king gave him what he asked. And the people went with him. And they met a person who was blind from the minute he was born. Rabbi Yeshua said to the man, he said, I want you to know, the king ordered me executed. I want to give you these 1,000 dinars that you should watch for me. And if I will be rescued from the execution, you'll give it back to me. And if something happens to me, so then the money is yours as a gift. And the blind man extended his hand and took the dinars. And the people who the king trusted, they witnessed this story. The blind man went his way. A period of time passed. And Rabbi Yeshua came back to the blind man and said, do me a favor, give me back the money that I gave you to watch. Because God saved me from the hands of the king, and I'll also pay you for your wages. And the blind man responded and said, I swear I don't know who you are. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know any of it. And it never happened. You never gave me anything to watch. I'm not fit to watch anything. And Rabbi Yoshua said, so then come, let's go to the king and he'll judge between us. And they both came before the king's gates. And they asked permission, they were granted permission to enter. They came before the king, and again Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya asks the blind man for the dinars. And the man says, I don't know anything of what he's talking about. So the king says to Rabbi Yeshua, prove your case. And Rabbi Yeshua brings forward the 2 witnesses who the king said he himself trusts. And they testify that the blind man, in fact, did receive the 1,000 dinars from Rabbi Yeshua. And the blind man says before the king, my master, it's not true, it never happened, no one ever gave me anything. And the king ordered him hung. They're taking him to the gallows. And a person creeps over to the blind man and whispers something in his ear. Something which is going to make him change his mind, and suddenly he's going to make an about face, and that's where we'll pick up Bezrat Hashem next time.